A student who had been registered at MIT and is charged with raping a Boston University student in her dorm has been released on $10,000 cash bail. Prosecutors told the court today that the alleged rape occurred when the MIT student and two other men were signed into the victim's dorm late one night last October. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
How do you plead to indictment 1684 CR 316, indictment 1, charging aggravated rape?
Not guilty.
Samson Donick pled not guilty to charges of aggravated rape, indecent assault and battery, and other crimes. The 20-year-old Donick's attorney is Norman Zalkind.
We're sure that he's going to be found not guilty. The American system is to have a jury trial, and that's what he's looking forward to.
The attorney for the female student is Wendy Murphy. She read a statement on her client's behalf.
As is well known, campus sexual assaults are rarely reported and almost never lead to prosecution, which is unacceptable. The victim and her family hope this case inspires many more victims to immediately call police when sexual assaults happen and to be resolute and proud in their fight for justice.
Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney Lynn Feigelbaum told the court that sometime between 2:30 and 2:45 a.m. on a Saturday, the female student awoke to a man she did not know sexually assaulting her. Feigenbaum said the student told the man to stop and that he replied, "Baby, do you want some more?" Feigenbaum said the student yelled at the man to leave the room and went into the next room to wake her roommate. Murphy says the alleged rape is not a typical campus sexual assault.
She had no idea who this guy was. This is a bit unusual in the sense that it happened in the middle of the night to a victim who was sound asleep in her bed. It's the last thing you expect to happen when you're a college student in your own dorm room. You expect to be safe.
Murphy says the female student had not been drinking. She's still a student at BU. Boston University declined to comment. Dressed in tan chino pants, a checked gray blazer, and a striped blue and navy tie, Donick seemed calmer than his family who were at his side. Donick was a sophomore at MIT last October at the time of the alleged rape. MIT would only say that Donick is not currently registered at the school. As a condition of his release on bail, Donick, who lives in Tiburon, California, may only return to Massachusetts for meetings with his attorney or for court appearances. The trial is scheduled for February. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.